Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. It's getting colder recently, and it's getting harder to wake up and get up in the morning. And today we have a video from DNews, and it's called Why is Waking Up So Hard? And this is especially evident in the winter. So let's take a look at today's sentence. And don't set alarms every half hour. You're not gradually waking yourself up. You're interrupting and restarting your sleep over and over again. I'm guilty of this, and so are many of you. And don't set alarms every half hour. You're not gradually waking yourself up. You're interrupting and restarting your sleep over and over again. I'm guilty of this, so are many of you. 那么首先要来看的呢是 alarm 这一个字， alarm 呢是闹钟啊或者是警报的意思，像是我们有时候用 iPhone 就可以说 set the alarm 就是设闹钟。那如果用在警报的话呢，我们可以说 the alarm went off when a thief broke into the store， 当小偷进到店里准备要偷东西的时候呢，警铃变大作了。那它的形容词呢就是 alarming， alarming 指的是惊人的或者是感到警戒的。Even though the consequences of Brexit isn't really obvious yet, but the aftershock could be quite alarming. 虽然说 Brexit 的后果啊，其实现在还没有非常显著，可是它随后的那一波呢，可能会非常的惊人，或者是非常的令人提心吊胆。再我们要来看的是 gradually， gradually 呢指的是渐渐的。Gra 它的 gra 呢是发 a 的音，那 dua 这边有一个 dual 的音 ，gradual。Gradual 是渐渐地，那我们可以说 After many practices, you will gradually get the hang of it. 当你练习多次之后呢，你渐渐的就会抓到诀窍了。再我们来看的是 wake， wake 呢是醒来的意思，那它的 a 呢是发 a 的音。记得之前可能周末的时候，我可能睡比较晚，然后妈妈她就会开门，然后就会说：“哎，你怎么还没有起床？”然后我就会说：“哦，没有啦，可能我七八点的时候有醒来过。”然后我妈妈就会说 ：“Well, there is a difference between waking up and getting up。”就是说醒来跟起床其实是两回事，这样子，因为醒来你有可能会回去睡，可是你要真的起床了才算数。然后她还有另外一个跟她长很像的字，那非常多人会很常搞混他们的用法是。Awake, A 是发短音，耳的音指的是唤醒的意思。那我们可以说 He's finally awake after 2 months in coma. 他昏迷两个月之后呢，终于醒来了。再我们要来看的是interrupt. Interrupt 呢指的是中断的意思。那它的重音呢是在 rupt 的地方，那 inte 这边只有发短音耳的音 interrupt. 那如果有别人在对话，可是你有急事要跟他讲的时候，你就会说 Sorry to interrupt, but I need to borrow you for a minute. 抱歉打断你说话，可是我需要跟你讲。一分钟的话就借我一点时间这样子，那它的名词呢则是 interruption， 像是说 her rude interruption put this meeting in a halt， 她无理地打断这一场会议。最后我们要来看的是 guilty， 指的是罪恶的，它的 g-u-i-l 这边你可以把它想象成 u 不发音，只有发 gil 的音 g-i-l 就是发 gil。Guilty 是罪恶的，像是我们可以说 I feel kind of guilty for letting him taking the responsibility for me， 我觉得、啊、让他担起这个责任、啊、我感到有点罪恶。然后他的名词呢则是 guilt， guilt。 我们也可以说 He was almost swallowed by the sense of guilt， 他几乎要被心中的罪恶感吞噬。那我们接下来稍微来看一下句子里面可以讲到连音的部分。那我们看到 half hour 这一边，我们会把后面的 hour 呢跟 f 有点连在一起，变成 half hour。Half hour， 那再来看到 waking yourself up 这边 ，waking yourself up， 我们来看 wake up 好了，因为其实讲 wake up 的时候呢，英文不会把它断得这么开，我们会直接讲 wake up，wake up， 那就是有一个后面有一个 kup 的感觉在 wake up。那再来还有 over and over again 这边呢，我们会把它连在一起讲，因为我有时候讲到这个 over and over again 会有一个就是你知道一再绕圈圈的那种感觉，就是它反复太多次了，那我们就会说 over and over again， 我们会把它连在一起。那 and 呢会跟前面的 r 连在一起，那 d 呢又会跟下一个 over 在一起的感觉，然后 again 也会跟 r 连在一起， over and over againAlright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. And don't set alarms every half hour. You're not gradually waking yourself up. You're interrupting and restarting your sleep over and over again. I'm guilty of this, so are many of you. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I know it's really hard to get up, but you get credit for just waking up and do the things you like to do or you need to do. And there's like another thing that you need to do, which is to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!